Hey, and welcome back. I am pleased to have on the phone with me now Daryl DeJoy. He's the executive director of the Wildlife Alliance of Maine. Daryl, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Fred. Thanks for having me.
And Daryl, we've been talking this morning about the referendum that is coming up this fall in regards to the bear hunt in Maine. And I understand that you are a partner in the coalition, which is the Mainers for the Fair Bear Hunting. Is that correct?
That's right. We are partnering with them. And there are a lot of partners in that coalition. I'm not even sure how many. But different partners have different reasons for wanting the referendum to go through. We basically stick with the science-based reasons.
Sure. And so how did you get involved with this coalition, and what is the interest of the Wildlife Alliance of Maine's interest in this referendum?
Well, we were founded in 2004. And, you know, my interest has always been wildlife. I'm a registered Maine guide. I have been since 1990. I was also a wildlife rehabilitator for the state for 10 years. And so my concern has been around not anti-hunting, as people like to say, but good, fair chase, ethical hunting, sustenance hunting, going out, getting your deer, putting it in the freezer, eating it all winter, that kind of thing, as opposed to what we view and what we've seen to be more of a selling our wildlife to the highest bidder, to out-of-state folks. You know, as habitat decreases, we're seeing more of a push to sell more licenses, and we don't see anything wrong with that as long as it's done with good biology.
So you're not opposed to hunting. It's just the form of hunting that's currently allowed by law. Is that correct?
Well, some of the forms of hunting that are allowed. I mean, there are perfectly fair chase methods allowed for bears right now, and people are successful at that. It's just takes a lot more skill. It's something you have to learn, just like anything that gives you a reward.
One of the things that you just mentioned, which in my previous interview with Don Kleiner was, is you mentioned the decrease in habitat. One of the issues that's been raised around the bear hunt is that of increased population of bear if this referendum passes, and the ability for the state to maintain a reasonable level of bear in the state so that they don't overrun our population. How do you view that?
Well, it's very much a looking at the bigger picture. First of all, it's important to note all the studies that we have that are showing that these millions of pounds of bait that we're feeding the bears are increasing their reproductivity. They're increasing the cubs' ability to survive over the winter. Very possibly they are lowering the age that bears are having cubs. I recently had a discussion with Lynn Rogers, who is a bear biologist, very well-known bear biologist. He said in his two study areas, one where the bears are given supplemental food, the other where they eat natural food, in the area where they're being given supplemental food, the bears are having cubs at 3.4 years old. In the area where they only have natural food, it's 6.4 years old. So we're seeing, we firmly believe that we essentially have a bear feeding program, which is growing the bear population and causing the state to say, well, we need to have more hunters, we need to sell more licenses to shoot these bears, and we need to use these methods, which are actually causing the increase in the bear population, to do so. I would ask the listeners to consider, the state will say, since 2004, the bear population has risen 30%. And yet they'll say they are the best bear management team in the country. I question that statement, because how is that successful bear management if you're growing your bear population at 30% in 9 years? I think we need to take a new look at this, look at the causes of it. And there's a lot of science out there, good peer-reviewed, published science to show that these things are happening, among other things.
Are you more concerned about the baiting also in this referendum is the trapping of bear and the dog hunts as well. The baiting, the major issue for your organization?
Well, it is the major issue because you use bait with dogs and also trapping. But because we believe in ethical fair chase hunting, I don't believe that using radio collared dogs while you sit in your truck to chase a bear until it climbs a tree and then walking through the woods, taking your time and shooting the bear out of the tree is very fair chase. Nor do I really believe putting a big barrel of junk food out so a bear walks into a trap and then you can walk up with a pistol and shoot the bear is fair chase either.
Now, this referendum, I believe, or a similar referendum, went before voters back in 2004. Was your organization involved with that, or did you have any involvement in that referendum back in 2004?
No, toward the end of the referendum, I did take a side. I did my homework, but WAM, Wildlife Alliance of Maine, was not officially founded at that time. But I did take an interest as somebody who spends a lot of time in the North Woods. And I did take a stand for the referendum at that time.
Now, our radio station is in northern Maine. Hunting is a major source of income for a lot of people up here.
Mm-hmm.
And the question would be asked by a lot of listeners is, with this referendum, there's the potential for a significant impact to the finances of the area. Does WAM have a statement, or do they have a position on the financials as it relates to the state of Maine?
I do, and I'm trying to keep this short, Fred. I apologize.
Sure.
First of all, if we look at the other the last three states that have banned this over the last 20 years, they have seen a more than twofold increase in the number of bear hunting licenses sold. Okay, so that is going to be more work for bear guides, more people coming into the state and buying licenses. They're not all going to be extremely skilled bear hunters. They're going to need guides, but the guides that are out there now that, you know, don't have the skills are going to have to learn the skills. You know, putting barrels of donuts out is not the same as learning to stalk a bear on a beech ridge. It's going to require some skill there. So I'm going to say the potential is there for making more money, big game hunting. Secondly, whenever we have changes in society, there always is a money argument, and it's legitimate. People have to live, they have to make a living. But society has to decide what the behavior is that we make a living doing. There are a lot of things we could be doing to make money that we don't consider acceptable.
You said there were three other states that have passed legislation such as this.
Yeah, I do. It's Colorado, Oregon, and Washington. They are very, very similar in population density to Maine, and they do have very thick woods, very rugged terrain in those states. I've been in the woods in all three of those states. So Colorado, Oregon, and Washington State have all seen their bear take remain actually slightly better or only marginally different, and I'm using their own words.
Mm-hmm.
And the number, if I average out the three states, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington, they've seen an increase of 289% in the number of licenses sold.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today. I know that this is a topic that's going to get a lot of discussion over the next several months as we approach the vote this fall. I hope that you would take the opportunity to speak with us in the future as this topic becomes more pertinent as we get towards that time.
I very much would, Fred. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Daryl. And you've been listening to The Weekend Primer with Fred Grant and Kristen Wells. I was just speaking with Daryl DeJoy, Executive Director of the Wildlife Alliance of Maine, and Don Kleiner, the Executive Director of the Maine Professional Guides Association. This is a topic that is going to get a lot of discussion over the next couple of months, and we'll be bringing back some more opportunities for you to listen to this in the future. If you'd like to chime in on this discussion right now, you can go to our website, whoufm.com. We have a post there with this audio that you can make your comments and help us form our next discussion on this very topic. We'll be back in just a minute on WHOU.